Ladies and gentlemen, we are back and it feels good. It does feel so good to be back. So originally this was actually the ending that I had planned because there was some technical issues on my end and I thought everything was good, gravy, and understood. Unfortunately, the audio kind of cut out for the first 15 minutes, so we are redoing it. So, so a lot of things has happened while we've been away. Christmas came and went, my son's birthday, the New Year, New Year's Eve around my neck of the woods was just freaking insane. But we survived it. We got out of 2020, the whole shit show that was 2020. So I'm just happy that we got out of 2020. Now a lot of people that I know, they asked me if I, not much of a New Year's resolution kind of guy, but if there's anything that I've learned, it's that you get what you attract. So, like, if you are thinking negatively all the time, you're going to get negative stuff. And I thoroughly believe that the more positive things in this world that you put out, the better. I mean, I'm not saying, like, bad things can't happen and won't happen to you. But it's how you deal with them and how you rise from them that really kind of determines and makes who you are. So, by now, you have all, most of you, have all seen the shout out from Mark Pellegrino. I'm not entirely sure how that's how you pronounce his name. But you may know him from 13 Reasons Why, Lost, or as I know him, Lucifer from Supernatural. Gave me a wonderful shout out on Cameo, plugged the show. I was super excited, because, like, you know, Cameo, like, a lot of people just use that for, like, a way for, like, celebrities to like, say, hey, happy birthday, happy anniversary, Merry Christmas, happy holidays, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, you know, like, if I could do something with this, it's like, I don't need the validation that kind of comes from that. But it would be awesome if I could get a celebrity to promote the show. So I found Mark, and he was one of my favorite characters on Supernatural. Like, you actually, the theme for this entire rest of the year is going to be quotes from Supernatural at the end of every episode. So I figured I'm going to do that. My love for Supernatural is like no other. It's very well known. So I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to throw this out there, see if he accepts. I mean, the worst thing is he could have declined it, said no, and then we moved on. But he did say to watch or to listen to the show. He did agree to do it, so it was awesome. For those that haven't listened to it, here it is.
What's up, guys? In Your Head with Shannon Stafford is a podcast where Shannon talks to everyday people with everyday problems. Everyone has a story, and every story should be told. So you listen right now to Shannon's podcast on Spotify and many other places, y'all. Come on, and be the light. Peace. What's up, guys? In Your Head with Shannon Stafford is...
I can literally just watch this over and over all the time. So that was cool. So I don't know how well that played over, but... But yeah, so that brought a lot of new listeners and some new followers on our Facebook page, and I'm excited. I hope everybody sticks around. I hope everybody that listens to the show, if you're new, you get something from it. Not every episode is going to be dark and gloomy and depressing, but those dark, gloomy, and depressing shows, they show resilience from the people that I'm interviewing, the people that I'm talking to. I'm very proud of those episodes because those are the people that chose to really open up about how or what's going on with their life and not blaming anybody for it anymore. So, but yeah, so I guess we're gonna kick it off with a segment with a couple new things this year. What's coming next is it hit hard whenever I got it. So I guess let's just get to the show. So some time ago, ladies and gentlemen, I received a message from a woman who had asked me about this show and what we do. So as I messaged her back and told her what this podcast is about, what we do, what we try to accomplish, she asked me if we've ever spoken about sexual assault on here. And I'd mentioned a few times, a few of my guests had talked about some of their experiences, but never really gone into much detail. So after we talking about how we addressed this subject and on the show, and she sent me this following message. And I warn you guys that some of this might be hard to hear. So if you have past trauma with this and you're triggered and this is a difficult subject, I do apologize, but the show is very unapologetic about getting the word out and talking about those things that we really need to talk about. So before I start, if you can't hear this, I beg you, excuse me, I beg you, maybe just take the earphones off, mute this for a little bit, but this is something that needs to be said. Starting at age 3, she was sexually assaulted, and it continued for 10 years. When she was 9 years old, she wanted to kill herself just to get out of it. There was this one time, she tells me, that she woke up tied to her own bed. That's right, her bed. You know, the one place you're supposed to feel safe. Now, she did admit she's never turned anyone in for what had happened to her, because she was afraid. She knew, just like we all know, how people can be. They can put labels on you. They can look at you funny. They can judge you. But for her, she didn't just want to be known as a rape victim. She knew people would come with their questions and completely evade her privacy. So she sat in silence most of her life using alcohol as a major crutch. But even that brought in its own problems. Because then, people would use her haze as a way to prey on her vulnerable moments. But one day, she woke up. She woke up no longer wanting to be a victim. She knows deep inside her heart that she didn't do anything to make this happen to herself. She was an innocent, and the world failed her. She also has the knowledge that she knows her wounds are still there and can be triggered, which will and can make her feel completely helpless. She's very adamant about letting you all know that you're not alone, that you can stand up. She knows the pain and the torture, and she knows that it's a gamble to say these things, but do not be silent. Unfortunately, in my life, I've known quite a few people that have been sexually assaulted. It is difficult. I've seen all of them handle it differently. Some chose the bottle. Some chose the needle. Some chose whatever drug of choice they could get a hold of. Some chose sex. Some chose anger. In a way, aren't they all angry? For a lot of them, they were innocent children. Innocent boys, innocent girls. And they had their innocence taken away. I myself have never had it happen. But several people that are close to me have. It's not easy, I'm sure, to live with all that. I'm sure that it's very difficult to have that kind of stuff happen to you and try to maintain some normalcy, like everything's fine, when deep down it's not. Every one of you that have ever been through that kind of pain, that kind of hell, you are all warriors to me. Because that hell that you've gone through, I know it's easy to think that you guys, that no one would understand, that everybody would blame you. And you know what? You're probably not wrong, because in today's culture, or in old culture, exactly what it would happen. The victim got the blame. And that's something that we need to change. There's so many people out there that are finally coming forward with what has happened. And the sad fact is that we all knew something was up. We all know that that family friend was a little off. We all know that the uncle or the aunt, the stepdad, or sadly, the mother or the father, was just downright disgusting asshole creep. Anyone that has ever taken advantage of a child, or just anyone in general, and forced themselves onto somebody, is gutless and a waste of breath. That's just my opinion. I'm sure it's probably a lot of yours. Sexual assault is a horrible thing. Sadly, a lot of people Now, I don't know the numbers, and I'm not going to look it up because I'm sure that it won't help a lot of people. But numbers don't really lie. A lot of people that are sexually assaulted at a young age or in general mentally can't handle it. They get depressed. Anxiety goes through the roof. And then they're gone. The victim never stopped. The victimhood never stopped. The darkness never went away. The people that were supposed to protect these people, these kids, failed them. Now, I know it's rough sometimes to really say, to be the one to stand up and make that change or make that claim, but be bold. Be daring. Maybe it's too late for you, but you could save the next. You could save somebody else. And that's what this lady and I were talking about. It's already too late for some of you, but by standing up and facing it, you're not only not going to be alone because there are so many people out there that will stand with you and support. So that's all we're asking is stand up. Don't let them win. Not anymore. We believe in you.
Jr. My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are listening to In Your Head with Shannon Standiford.
So I've been kind of wanting to do this segment for a little while where I just find a friend on my phone, maybe somebody that's been on the show, maybe somebody that hasn't been on the show, and just randomly call them, tell them how much I appreciate them, how much I love them, kind of get their reaction, and then I'm just going to hang up and then do it all over again. Hopefully, we get some people on the phone so we can get this reaction, because I do this like all the time. Like, I send random text messages, I send random phone calls to my people. And I like to think that it makes their day a little bit better. So we're gonna do that right now.
Put shit up where it goes. Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So. I'm recording an episode of my podcast right now where I'm just doing this wonderfully new segment where I'm just going to randomly call random people and tell them how much I appreciate them and how much I love them, and then I'm going to hang up kind of like I do without there being a microphone in my face. So, welcome to the show, first and foremost.
Well, hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, sis, I love you very much. You've been a very awesome welcome addition to my life and my universe. You've been so supportive, and I just want to tell you how much I do truly appreciate the kindness, the love, and just the straight-up sarcasm that comes out of your mouth. you and Brandon have been so beneficial to me and my family, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate and love all of you, from you, Brandon, the girls, every bit of you. I do appreciate you.
Thanks. It made me cry.
You're welcome. I love you. Bye.
I love you.
That was Rebecca Stevie. Now, she is my friend Brandon's girlfriend, and she will be coming on the show hopefully soon. But I always love doing this kind of stuff because it, if you heard it, to me, it does. It makes people's day. So, let's do that again.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Hope.
How are you?
I'm great. So, I'm recording an episode of my podcast right now where I'm just calling random people and saying how much I appreciate them. And this is me doing that right now with you. So, say hello to all my audience.
Hello.
So, while I do have plans on getting you actually on this show, I actually just want to tell you how much I love you and how you and your entire family have been so beneficial and just amazing to my family and me in general. And I don't think that I could have ever made it through my life or just this part of my life without you, because you are absolutely one of the best people in this world. And I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
That was Hope. Now, Hope is one of my best friends and a part of the League. I'm sorry, the Legion of Ladies. And I really can't wait to get her on the show. It's going to be fun. Let's do one. Let's do a couple more. Let's see here.
Hello.
Hi, Peyton.
Hey.
So I'm recording for my show like right now, and I'm doing this segment called Random Calling.
Oh yeah?
Yes. And so I'm random calling you just to tell you how amazing I think you are and how I have always been so in awe of your strength and your resilience, and how every day that you keep going is an inspiration to not just me, but I feel like everybody else that watches you. You are an absolute gem to this world, and I cannot believe that I'm lucky enough to have you in my universe. So thank you very much, and I love
Aww.
You.
I love you too. That was so sweet.
Okay, now I'm going to hang up now, but I will get you on record and for my audience to know that you are going to come on the show at some point, yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right, cool. Thanks. That's a verbal yep. commitment, and I think in the state of Missouri, that's binding. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Peyton. And Peyton is a young lady that I used to work with at the store, and like I said, she's things that she's gone through, the girl is a warrior, and I'm very proud of her. Let's do a couple more. So I am recording for my podcast right now. It's with a segment called Random Calling. And yeah. So what this segment is I randomly call people and I tell them how much that I appreciate them. So for you, I don't know if you listen to the show, but I've done a few episodes where I have mentioned you. But I want to tell you that I appreciate you more than you'll probably ever know, and how much you being in my universe, you being in my life has really changed and affected me in ways that I won't ever really understand. And how proud of you I am for everything that you've gone through and everything that you're doing. You are proof that you are more than just a woman. You are more of a badass than you will ever, ever let yourself take credit for. You are an amazing mom, and I think that in this world, in the universe that we live in right now, I think there needs to be way more people like you, and I don't really know if you yourself have ever let your true potential out, because I feel like if you do, the entire rest of the human civilization will bow down to your awesomeness.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, I do want to catch up with you, but I'm going to hang up right now because that's the, kind of the point of the segment, so.
Okay.
All right. Bye. So that was Christy. Now, if you remember listening to a couple of my episodes, one, whenever we were doing Thankful Month, the completed relationships, Christy was one of those, she was my first girlfriend ever. And a few years ago, we'd gotten back together for a brief period of time, and things just didn't work out because I was not ready. But everything that I just said to her, I meant. So, let's, you know, this is kind of fun. It's kind of uplifting. Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
So, I'm good. So, the reason why I called was because, and you're going to hate me for this. So, like, I'm doing this thing on my show where I do random calling and I tell the person that I'm on the phone with how amazing I think that they are, and your number was one of the random numbers. So if you don't mind, you don't have to really say anything for this show. I'm not going to interview you, but you're going to forever be known as one of the people that I put this message all over the world for.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Now, I have always admired your inner strength and your perseverance, and I think that you are the most talented person at anything that you try to do. You are an amazing mom. You're very beautiful, but more importantly, you are smart, you're funny, and you're dedicated. And you have changed your entire life so much that half the time it is very impossible for me to remember who you were as opposed to who you are now. And that person that I see every time I see you on Facebook or in person or talk to you on the phone is somebody that this world needs more people like, because you are a gem and a beautiful work of art. And I am so blessed to have you in my universe.
You're gonna make me cry.
That's always the point. But anyway, I love you, and I hope that you're doing good, but I'm gonna get off the phone because that's kind of the point of the segment.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, and thank you for the kind words, because I really needed them, so.
You're very welcome. I love you, and I'll talk to you later, okay? I promise, I'll give you an actual call whenever I'm done with this. All right, bye.
Dan, bye.
So that was Lauren Dorton. She's one of my favorite people in this entire world. The way that she's grown, it's just fantastic. What's up, Rockstar?
What's going on, buddy?
So, I'm doing this segment on my podcast where I randomly call people and tell them shit, and then I hang up. And I've already called your old lady, so she was actually my first one, and I made her cry, so you're welcome. Anyway, bro, I just want to tell you, I don't tell you how often... how amazing that your presence and my entire family's been. You've brought me up whenever I needed to be brought up. You've sat with me whenever I was at my lowest. You've been there for me. You've dragged me into things, and you've dragged me out of things. You're an amazing man, and just watching you evolve through these years has been an amazing experience to see, because I remember whenever I first met you, I barely remember who you were then, because who you are now is far beyond who you were, and it is amazing, and I don't think that you get enough credit for that evolution, I know you get a lot of credit for all the things that you do and the people that you've helped through the years, but I don't think people really give you the credit for the way that you evolved over time, and how that evolution has not only changed your life, but the people around you. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciated you.
Well, I appreciate that as well, my friend. And it's been a pleasure to watch your evolution and to be a part of that, and to have you be such a significant role in my life and help me get through a lot of things that I've had to get through, and vice versa. You've been a true brother, and I'm happy to know you, my friend, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to hang up because that's kind of the point of the segment. So,
all right, brother.
All right, I'll talk to you later, man.
Later, man.
That was Brandon. Now, you might remember Brandon. He's the second most listened to guest on the show. Honestly, he's a true brother. Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
So.
What's up?
Oh, not much. So I'm doing a little recording thing for the show. And so, I started doing this thing called Random Calling. And, you know, it's just me randomly calling people to tell them how much I appreciate them. And so guess who got picked to be one of the people that I randomly called? My
Wait,
wonder
who is this?
It's Shannon. You're gonna be fired here in a second. Now,
well,
Hannah, my
yes,
darling co-host, I
yes.
love you, and I appreciate the fact that you have stepped up whenever I needed somebody to step up and be a wonderful addition to not just this show, but in my life in general. You are, it has been an absolute joy watching you grow and evolve and become such a wonderful work of art. I don't really think that you truly comprehend how much amazingness is coming out of you, because I've seen you go through hell, and I've watching you just be so profound and strong and become such an amazing badass warrior, and so warm and kind and beautiful. And I honestly couldn't have done a lot of this show without you. You've been a great supporter, and I just absolutely am thankful that you exist in my life.
Aw, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That made my whole horrible week so much better.
Well, aww, that's what the show's about, dear.
Is it?
I don't know. Probably. Mostly, I'm just trying to get a way to get us a huge sponsor so we can get actual money.
That'd be nice.
It would
be nice.
It would be. But anyway, so that's the kind of what this segment's about. I call you, I tell you how much I appreciate you. I give you maybe 10, 13, 15 seconds to react, and then I hang up. So we will get together soon for some actual interviews. So hey, actually, while I have you on here, have you talked to your sister about when she wants to come on?
I have not. I will call her after we're done talking.
Okay, please do, because I'm still recording this, so this
That's
is go- this is going on going out next week. So.
Oh, well, I'll be sure to call her.
Yeah, because I will call you out if you don't.
Oh my goodness!
Anyway,
a whole entire podcast against me.
Yes, a whole 11 countries aiming for you. It'd be great.
Oh, goodness.
So, anyway, all right.
All right.
All right, my lovely co-host,
well,
you have a wonderful rest of your evening, and I will talk to you later.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I love sabotaging her. It's great. Hi, Monica.
Hey.
So, okay, So I'm doing this thing on my podcast where I do random calling and I tell people how much I appreciate them, and you're one of those people that I'm calling to, like, randomly to tell how much I appreciate you. So do you have like a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Monica, I've always admired your strength of character and how much you've always been able to overcome everything that's ever been thrown at you. And what's been thrown at you has been, well, abysmal. The world failed you a lot. And the fact that you have every day, even though you are probably like so tired of carrying all of it, every day that you go to bed and you put that pretty little head down, and you choose to get right back up in the next morning is absolutely breathtakingly inspiring, and I do not think that you get enough credit for that. And I want you to know that I watched you evolve through all these years, and my big thing is evolution, and you have evolved way more than most people that I've ever met. You are smart, and you are kind, and you are beautiful, and I am so proud of you in every form of your life. You have exceeded everything that I ever thought you could do, and that means everything. And I appreciate you so much for being in my universe.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, I'm going to hang up now because it's kind of the point of the segment. So, but while I have you on here, do you want to come on the show sometime?
Absolutely. Oh. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, now that I have you on recording, and this will be like global next week, that's binding. So, I will look forward to interviewing you. So, all right.
Absolutely.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, so that was Monica Wormsley, and she is everything that I just said that she was. She's been a friend of mine for years, and I am so very proud of her. So, yeah, that was random calling. That was a lot of fun. And everything that I said to these wonderful ladies, I meant. We'll probably bring this segment back at some point. But it's that easy, guys. You call somebody, a friend, a loved one, family member, someone that's just an acquaintance, and you just tell them how amazing they are and how much your life is better because of them. They may need to hear it. Yeah, it sounds sappy, and yeah, it sounds like it's emotional, but you know what? In this world, in this day and age, we need a little bit more compassion. We need a little bit more caring. We're not promised our next breath. But while you have it, while you have that ability to breathe, someone out there could be having the worst day of their life. Maybe they're not thinking clearly. Maybe they're in their head. Maybe they're sitting in darkness thinking maybe that razor blade would feel great cutting into my flesh. Maybe this bottle of pills will do it. Maybe the rope, maybe the gun, maybe jumping off of a building. Maybe that's what they're thinking. But maybe it's that one phone call that you make that could change someone's world. It happened to me. It could happen to you. Be the light, ladies and gentlemen. It's not hard. It's not always pretty, but it's not hard. We need to be better at this and in life. Now, towards the end of the show, I got one more person that I'm going to randomly call, but I'm pretty sure as of this recording, she's at work right now, so I'm going to wait to record that one at the end. I'll throw that in there at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, this entire show, this entire world, my universe, means everything to me. These people in my life, these people in my universe, they're simply amazing to me. And I couldn't have done this without them. Now, next week I'll be back with an actual guest. But, for right now, I think this is a perfect way to start the new year. New year, same mess. But with enough potential to be better. Well, thank you again for coming back to the show. I really appreciate it. So let me just tell you how this was going to go. So this was originally not going to be the first show back. My first show back was going to be an interview with my lovely best friend, Joanne. She was coming back for a third time. And we had this amazing talk. We had this amazing interview. It was emotional. She got emotional. I got emotional. We talked about some heavy stuff that has happened over since her last visit. And the fucking audio didn't pick her up at all. It was very low. And you guys would have had to like blare your music just to barely hear her. So we had to go back and do this. We're going to have to go back and do this again and hopefully reclaim the magic. That being said, next week we definitely should have another guest. I'm not entirely sure who it is, but who I'm going to have lined up. But yeah, thanks again for coming back. This actually was fun for me because, we started off with the letter that I got about this woman surviving sexual assault and how she was wanting to help others stand up for themselves and not be a victim anymore. And then, you guys got to experience what I do, what I think I do best. And whenever I just randomly call people and tell them how much I appreciate them, showing everybody a little act of kindness, which is desperately needed in this day and age. We have a new logo. The wonderful and beautiful Kate Wise designed the new logo. The woman that I had previously dated. We're still very good friends, and she helped me out with the new logo, and I absolutely love it. She did an amazing job. Cannot wait to get it on some merch, so we can have it sold. Still working on a few things. It's a new year, and I've got so many things that I'm looking forward to. I'm not much of a New Year's resolution person, but I do have some goals this year. For this show, I want to expand it more. I want to get new guests, new like new merch and stuff like that, all achievable things, all things that I'm really planning on doing. I also want to see this show grow and maybe have a few more, get more people listening to the show. So share this show, guys. Like and follow and subscribe, leave reviews. You can message me at on Instagram at Slender and Sarcastic. You can message me on Twitter. That's Money Unhinged on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, In Your Head with Shannon Stanford Podcast. You can find me on Facebook. You can send me a message. I want every story, everybody that listens to the show, I want everybody to, if you would, just like share it with, you know, the world. Like show somebody that's never heard this podcast before the podcast. Maybe they'll get something out of it. Maybe there's a guest that, you know, like they have a similar story and they hear the guest and maybe the, you know, like they pick up on some stuff and maybe they start changing their lives. Maybe this show helps somebody, whatever it is. But like, yeah, but please, I ask you all to share this podcast and share it with your friends and your universe as much as you can. I appreciate all the promotion you guys have gotten, you've given me, all the support that you've given me. I will never not tell you guys thank you. You know, like, God, the good Lord blessed me with this ability to have the show and to do the show and do the things that I'm doing with the show. And I'm very appreciative of that, and I love him for that. But I just want to tell you guys, like, I honestly think that this show, it does help people. There's been quite a few people that I've talked to that over the break that have asked, that have told me how much listening to the show has helped them. I mean, I've got quite a few people that are wanting to come on, and just a matter of scheduling and stuff like that. You know, and I mean, I still can't get over it. This has almost been a year since I've started this show, and I am so happy about it. This means something to me. In fact, it's we'll probably on the year anniversary, we're gonna have a these shows go on Tuesdays. We're gonna try to get the anniversary show, which is February 3rd. We're gonna release a day late on that one. So, yeah, good times. Good times. Ain't no more hard times for us, if you will. That's my bad Dusty Rhodes impersonation. It was a bad Dusty Rhodes impersonation. I guess, you know, like before I leave. Some of you guys know. I don't know if who all listens to the show. I came from the world of independent professional wrestling, and a few weeks ago, John Huber, who is known in the wrestling circles as either Brody Lee or Luke Harper, passed away and from a non-COVID-related lung illness. And I've been reading all the things that people, like his colleagues and friends and family, have been writing about him and saying about him and listening to all of them, and it made me proud, because it really was proof that there are good people in this world, and he was one of them. I never met the man. I loved his work, but the more I hear about him, it's the more I love the man, not the characters, the man. He simply was one of the good ones, and it's sad to see good people go at such a young age. He was 41 years old, and it's weird. But You know, there's that song, Only the Good Die Young. So, that's it. Well, I guess let's just leave it with the final, or the quote of the evening. The word, you know what, I'm just going to call it what it is. The in your head motivational quote of the week. This week's motivation comes from my favorite television show, one of them anyway, Supernatural, which ended last year, and it was sad, and I cried like a little baby, because the final episode was a tearjerker, and it got me over and over again. I still can't, to this day, watch it without crying. Tears and tears, like, it becomes like a river. But anyway, I digress. The quote is this, from Dean Winchester. No matter how much it hurts, no matter how hard it gets, you gotta keep grinding. This has been In Your Head with Shannon Stanford. I am Shannon Stanford, and I appreciate you. Hi, hon.
Hello.
So,
what are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm just recording for the show, and I'm doing this segment called Random Calling, and guess what I'm doing right now?
Oh my god, you're randomly calling me.
I am randomly calling me. Me. You. I'm randomly calling myself through you. Anyway. A part of this segment is for me to tell you this. Now, I hope that you are ready, because I'm pretty sure a good majority of the people that I've said these things to have cried. So,
oh God.
Are you ready?
I don't know. I mean, you know how emotional I am and how I will literally cry about everything. So
this is true. So, well, I hope you have some Kleenexes or, like, a shitty shirt on. So,
oh my god, okay.
Okay. So, I just wanted to tell you how proud of you I am, because I know how all the things in your life that has happened to you have been rough, and how things have not really been the best, and the world's kind of treated you like shit sometimes, and the way that you have constantly kept going and have been able to keep a smile on your face, even in the immenseness of the world that treated you poorly, by keeping a smile on your face is nothing but nothing short of inspiring. And I just want to tell you that you are an absolute beautiful woman, and I cannot believe I am blessed to have someone so brave, so strong, so funny, and just so driven to be the best person she can be in my life, and I absolutely love you.
Oh my god. I love you so much.
I love you too. Now that is all that I actually called you for, so random calling is done, and I will call you at some point, but I gotta,
okay.
I'm gonna get off the phone, because I gotta finish this segment.
Okay, thank you so much.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Jordan Veelbig. She's been on the show before. She's one of my best friends. Spoiler. She knew that I was going to call her. She knew what this was about. But if you noticed, her reaction was just as genuine, and I don't think she really understood the immenseness of what a single phone call can do. So, that was the extra random call. So thanks again for coming on the show, everyone that I called. Thanks again for listening. I love you, and I appreciate you.